I wouldn't have learned any of this stuff that now I'm teaching my friends, and I'm teaching my daughter, and I'm teaching my husband, if it weren't for you and Chad. And
welcome, everyone. This is David Greenwald, and today I'm speaking on the telephone with Tara Kinneman from Kokomo, Indiana. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Outstanding, thank you. Hey, why don't we just start this off by you just telling us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And what's your home like?
Well, as you said, my name is Tara Kinneman. I run my own in-home daycare. I'm married and have a five-year-old. Just a little history about my lifestyle. I'm a girl who's never been thin. As long as I can remember, I've always been chubby. A girl who's tried several different weight loss programs, if you will, and never stuck to it. And my mom and I have done that when I was a child or a teenager growing up, and I would lose some weight, and I would get excited, and then I'd give up. And then as an adult, I just kind of had no desire to lose it. I had all I ever wanted. I had everyone loving me. I was accepted the way I was, very confident in that. And then something hit me after I had my daughter, and fall of 2006, I saw a picture of myself, and I kind of flipped out. And so the next few months, I joined the gym and lost some weight on my own, but it really wasn't until I joined Powerhouse and Chad introduced me to Leanness Lifestyle that I had the total transformation.
Awesome. I don't want to be rude, but can you give us the general age range that you are right now?
I'm 34.
34. Okay. So that just kind of helps people understand like how long you've been battling this. And
Yes, a long time.
You go back to what you said you were a little girl when you first started, you know, realizing or noticing or that you were, you know, battling weight.
Mm-hmm.
How little? How far back?
Probably 8-9 years old. I've always had to go to the plus size section of girls, you know, 6X at Sears or Husky Girls or whatever. I've always had that struggle, and it's been you know, that long, from 8 or 9 years old till 33, then I really hit, you know, rock bottom and said, I've got to change this.
Right. All right. Well, and you had said that you were first introduced to Leanness Lifestyle through Chad Coy at Powerhouse Gym there in Kokomo, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what was going on that you were introduced to Leanness Lifestyle? Why was he mentioning the program, or what happened? How did this come about?
Well, my husband and I had switched gyms from another local gym, and we switched to Powerhouse on our own. And then a few weeks later, I had read in the paper that they were having a competition. They call it the Fitness Challenge, which is kind of like Kokomo's Biggest Loser. And my mom and I had talked about it, and we applied as the mother-daughter team. And so we made it to be a part all the way through it, and then part of that process and package was that Chad was introducing us to this program to teach us more about nutrition, and little did I know that I would learn a lot more than nutrition.
Okay, so Chad made the introduction. Now, there was a selection process too, wasn't there? I mean, as far as the Powerhouse Gym program, how did that...
I heard that there were about 300 applicants, and they went down to 4 couples, and then they had an alternate couple. So there were actually a total of 10 of us doing the competition.
Out of 300 applicants.
I had to send in a full-page letter about where I was in my life and how I felt and how I could, you know, how I could benefit from a, you know, fitness challenge and what I could do and my struggles and all that. And they just, you know, weaseled it down and figured out that, you know, my heart was in the right spot. And one of the girls that works at the paper said, this girl is it. She's going to take this and run. And so I had to prove it to them that I was going to do it.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So let's get right into this. The Leanness Lifestyle is entirely, except for the, you know, the book and some audio, it's entirely an online program. So you log on, it's username and password protected. When you first logged on, what were your thoughts?
I was completely caught off guard.
Yeah.
There was so much to do and to learn that I just sat there and thought, there's no way. I mean, this takes so much time. I don't have this kind of time.
Right.
And for a few weeks, I even, you know, heard different people say that in the challenge, that there's no way. There's no way I have this time. I'd rather spend my time in the gym, or, you know, there were so many different excuses that I had heard, and I thought, this is kind of crazy. I mean, like, I wanted to be the one that was like, no, you know what, this is exactly how it's going to be. So I just couldn't believe all the ins and outs that were offered. Since I came from not knowing anything, I mean, I would just eat anything, eat whatever I want. Obviously, that's what got me into my predicament. I didn't know anything about lifestyle change, logging in foods. I never looked at a nutrition chart to see what I should and shouldn't put in my body.
Mm-hmm.
So it was overwhelming, but good in the same breath.
I understand. So would you say that in the first week, you took a couple hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week?
Yeah.
And then in the next week, it was probably cut in half?
Like half that, absolutely.
And then in week three, it was probably cut in half again?
Mm-hmm. And now I'm to the point where if I have time, I'll go on there and do different things. If not, I log on my food and that's it.
Right.
Some days, if I don't even take the time, the 20 minutes to log in the food, I have that flexibility, you know, through you guys that it's okay to log it in the next day. Or if my internet's down, it's okay to log 5 days down. You know, it's okay.
Right.
You just have to keep a record on your own. But it, you know, yeah, it doesn't take that long if you can just indulge it and be willing to do it first off.
What's the advantage of using the system online versus, as you said, some people say, you know what, heck with that. I'll just get a yellow ruled notepad. And I'll get a calorie counter book, and I'll just keep track of my stuff there. If Chad wants me to keep track of my foods, I'll just track it on a piece of paper.
It doesn't work. Because I've tried to do that even when, like, I had a 5-day internet down, and I tried to do that and, keep basically you felt like you had a notebook around your neck, you know, just constantly carrying it and writing everything down. You had to look at every label and ask for a nutrition chart if you were out at a restaurant, and it's a lot. I mean, it was just a lot more work that way than it was just to sit down and enter it. And so, I mean, I really like the program because it has a lot to offer. I mean, there's a lot of different things. I mean, you can tell just by going on there that it's just jam-packed full of things. It's not just logging your food.
Right.
It's, you know, learning so many different areas from, you know, the site.
Would you say that the site ties together the whole aspect of weight, exercise, and nutrition and kind of ties it all together and does make sense of it? Or how would you kind of summarize, you know, the primary benefits of using a system like mine?
Absolutely. I think that it ties everything in together. You know, again, I come from not looking at anything and not, you know, not even stepping on the scale unless I had to go to the doctor, you know,
right,
for some reason. But to take everything. It's nutrition, it's working out, you know, it's having a counselor, if you will. Even if you have any question, it doesn't matter. You were always there for me, or you directed me somewhere saying, you know what, just check out this, and you gave me a link or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, it's knowing what you put in your body. When you see it on there and you see, okay, well, I had pizza, and I don't think twice about it, but when you see how many carbs and how many fat grams and how, you know, all that stuff on there, it's a visual, and it's not just writing it down.
Right.
And it, you know, all of it is connected, and it all ties it in together. And I feel that your program puts it all into a puzzle. You can have a piece of this and a piece of that, but you don't get it all together unless you go through you.
All right, thank you. And like you had said, when you first logged on, it's overwhelming. That's common. And, you know, you're like, wow, there's just so much here. It's very comprehensive. So how did you get your mindset in the right place? Or, you know, how did you make the determination that you were just going to overcome your fears and doubts and just to the overwhelming aspect of it, and you were just going to embrace it and do it? What did you personally do to overcome those feelings where you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much here?
Well, I just decided in my heart and my mind that since this was a gift from Chad, I obviously trust him or I wouldn't be where I was, and he trusts you. I've got to just do it. And I would just use it to my full capacity of what I could get out of this program and what I could do. And I didn't want to let anybody down. I didn't want you let down. I didn't want Chad let down. I didn't want my trainer let down. You know, and then myself was last. But then I realized through this whole thing, and through deciding for my heart and mind, it's about me. You guys were just there to help me.
Right.
And I knew that I had total trust in what was going on and what was provided for us. Obviously, you guys know more than I am, or I would be on the other side of the fence. And so, for me, I mean, I just had to make myself do it. And I just said, I'm going to figure it out. I was excited deep down inside because I've never known any of this stuff. So for me, you know, to succeed in this challenge, I was hands down just going to do it, feel right about it, and see how it works. And I just had to slowly talk myself through it, that this is okay to do. And there were other people saying, I'm not going to participate in this. And I decided that I wasn't going to be like that. This is something that I needed to do. I've never seen anything like this, so why not just jump in with 2 feet and go? And I did.
Awesome. Awesome. So, like you had said, you had at least, quite a bit, really, but you had some direct communication with me on through what we call private messaging. And private messaging, for people that are listening that don't know what it is, it's private. It's between a coach and a student, or a coach and a client. And in this case, it was between, you know, Tara and myself. She actually got feedback and communication directly from me. But it's private in that it's inside the club. It's not through email. And that's a primary way that we communicate, so that things do stay 100% private. And, you know, what did you think of that communication at first, and then compare that to your feelings about the communication and how that might have changed over time?
That's a really good question, because I am true testimony to say one way and the other way in 13 weeks. I definitely had some direct communication with you. My first impression, you may not even want to hear this, I thought you were too harsh and blunt. And it took me a few weeks to really get used to the firm talk. And I'm not used to anybody just being like, get over it, or, you know, just indulge it and do what's right for your body. You've wasted 33 years not doing it. You know, and not that you said all these things,
right,
but these are things that went through my head that I'm like, okay, he's serious. And, you know, I kind of felt like you were tearing me up with all your knowledge. But then when I got kind of smarty pants back and you told me what had to be told, which needed to be done, I personally had to get to that place where I realized that you were being tough for a reason, and that you have a big heart for nutrition, and you have a big heart for all of us in the world who doesn't understand it or didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you did want to help me become successful. It wasn't just, I just want your money. You know, it's not
right.
Like that at all. You seriously have a heart for people. And I, from that point, I just had to come to that realization that I have appreciated this program so much more, and I have a whole new outlook on it, on that and on life, because of all the talks that you and I have had. And I thank you for being that way. I mean, if it wasn't for you being that way and coaching me and self-talk, as you call it,
right.
I have, you know, I wouldn't have learned what I've learned, and I'm even still learning, and I feel like I've just jumped in because of, you know, what you've presented. But now, through after talking, I mean, I was counting all the private messaging. There's hundreds. I couldn't even count. I was just like, okay, there's just hundreds of them, of so many times that, you know, you have just totally helped me through that. And it was great. Definitely, definitely a good thing to keep in the program.
One of the most difficult things for me, and it, I think it helps. I mean, this is the first time you and I have talked by telephone. And
right.
And we've never met each other in person. And I think one of the hardest things to convey, especially online, is that you're a human being with red blood. You had a mother. You have a heartbeat, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you have, you know, the same feelings and you that you do care. One of the hardest things for me is early on is helping people to see just how much I do care. And it's
uh-huh.
difficult at first. It just takes a little while to get to know people. It takes a while for me to get to know my clients, and it takes a little while for my clients to get to know me. But I could see, you know, in you that there was this fire and there was this determination, and I'm just a huge, huge believer in trying to go that extra mile for any of my clients that really are trying. They're really trying to embrace it, even if they're struggling and they're confused and maybe they're falling down more times than they're standing up. If they're trying hard, and they're really trying to listen and embrace it, I just want to just literally do backflips and bend over backwards any way I can to help. And that's not the easiest thing to convey, especially early on, because so many times the people, you know, that are close to you, they can't say to you what the real deal is.
Right.
Because for one, most of them don't really know what the real deal is, because there aren't, mm-hmm. even though everybody feels they're an expert about food, few are. And mm-hmm. they may not know, but even beyond that, they don't want to hurt your feelings. and right. they've got to see you every day, you know, mm-hmm. and they've got to have the birthday party with you next week, and, you know, or the anniversary, yeah. or if it's your husband, oh, what, he's on a minefield. he's tap dancing on a minefield if he opens his mouth too much, you know. So it's definitely a fine line to walk, and every now and then, you know, someone will fall off the tightrope on the wrong side and say, well, he's just too hard, and I'm not going to take that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do care, and I'm glad that you were able to see that pretty early,
yeah.
pretty early.
Yeah, I could feel it pretty, I mean, it took, what, probably 3 days?
Yeah.
Of really indulging and just, you know, I just kind of had to wake up. It's almost like somebody slapped me in the face and just like, Tara, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've done this for so long. Here somebody is trying to give you advice and you're reacting this way, you know. And mm-hmm. and it was a lot of, you know, different people talking and different things, and I would kind of get into that. I guess I feel it was kind of a gossip trap, but
right.
and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to prove it all wrong. I'm going to prove that David Greenwald, darn it, he knows what he's talking about. That Chad, I totally trust what he did, or he wouldn't look the way he looks, and he wouldn't be having the job that he has.
Right.
You know, you guys have worked hard. I might as well, you know, work hard with you and get to where I need to be, but through all the things that you have learned and you're willing to share it with me. It was a perfect opportunity and a great time in my life just to jump in and indulge all of it at once.
What would you say was the thing you liked most about the online system or the journey using the online system?
No doubt it was about talking to David Greenwald, private messaging.
Okay.
I can just go into that forever. You taught me about nutrition, self-positive talk, healthy living with nutrition, supplements, working out, how to have a positive train of thought all the time. Anytime I had a question, my husband would say, Tara, you know what to do, just ask David.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I will. You know, you were always there with the right, truly honest, positive answer. And it wasn't, you weren't afraid of hurting my feelings. You were just like, this is the way it is, girl. You know, you either take it or you leave it. If I had a down day, you always had a positive thought to keep me on my toes. And you don't know me. It's just something that comes natural for you to
yes.
encourage people like us.
It does.
And it helped me a lot. Now, you know, the private messaging set aside, I think the biggest thing was entering the activity and seeing how many calories I burned each day and each week. And then looking at a total calories like today, you know, and
right.
I love that. And I like all of it, but I think just looking at my success has been a lot of fun.
So how many weeks was the contest?
13.
And how much weight did you lose during the contest?
29.6.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you were successful, no doubt. And one of the things I'd said earlier is we've never met, and this is the first time we've even talked on the phone. So, you know, a lot of people felt, and you don't remember early on, that people were like, I don't know, this virtual coaching thingy, right? Or this
yeah.
this online coaching thingy, or, you know, whatever they were calling it, where you don't meet the person in person. How is it, you know, how do you explain that you were able to improve your nutrition habits, exercise habits, and even the way you think and feel about yourself without ever meeting your teacher? Or, you know, your coach, or whatever, you know, term that you feel most comfortable with. How do you explain that you were successful without ever meeting me in person?
You were my main main avenue for success, and, you know, because I haven't met you, that would probably really, you know, be difficult for people to understand. I was able to improve my old habits and correct them into new habits by talking to you and by you holding me accountable on my workout activity, my eating activity. You had full access to my account, so whatever I logged in, you knew exactly. And, you know, I'm an honest person. I know, you know, this kind of thing you could easily lie about, but, you know, I wrote down everything that was possible, and you would, you know, tell me eat more fruit, or great job, Tara, I've seen you burn this many calories this week, you know.
Right.
And, you know, your team is so personable. And I already feel like I know you, and I think that's part of your success, is because it seems like, I don't know, again, but
mm-hmm.
it seems like that's your natural gift, is just to become someone's friend pretty fast, because that's your passion. You want to see them healthy. You want to see them, you know, muscular, whatever, body build, anything. You want to see the success and the efforts. And, you know, I didn't have to meet you in person to feel it. I had it all at my fingertips on my keyboard, you know. And it was great. I mean, I just had to do something with all the opportunities that you had given me. And the internet was, I mean, the whole system, even being online, it was a total way of communication. I don't feel like I had to meet you. However, I would love to. But, I felt the personality even come through the computer. I know that sounds weird, but you could tell. I mean, you could read any of my private messages and know that somebody on the other end cared.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I actually, there's no possible way I could say it better because it does come natural for me. Because, you know, when you've been doing something for 25 years, you can't fake something for 25 years. You're going to burn out. You're going to want to leave it.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to be a part of it. And, you know, this is something that I embrace wholly. I love what I do. I have an incredible passion for it. I never leave my home and say, well, I'm going to work. I just don't say it. Mm-hmm. It's not what I feel. I may leave and say I'm going to the office, but because I love what I do so much, you know, I don't consider it work, even though it I put a tremendous amount of energy, emotional energy, physical energy into it. I really couldn't have said it any better, and I just want to, you know, thank you for the way you did say it.
You're welcome.
As far as, you know, someone else who, you know, is looking at this in the future and has an opportunity to be a part of it, whether it's through Powerhouse Gym or another gym or whatever, what advice would you give to them when they look and they go, well, how's this guy that I'm never going to meet ever going to help me through some online virtual thingy, however it gets described? What would you say to them if they're, whether they have to pay for it or whether they're coming in through some sponsored program or whatever it is, what would you say to that person?
I would say pretty much just look by example. Look at the ones who have been successful in the program and look at the ones who haven't. And there's a lot to that because you can see, you know, person A who has no desire to even, you know, email a thing or log their food in, and are they still at the gym? No, you know, or the person who you see all the time and you know that they've done it, you can see a total difference in the way that they've indulged the whole program. And I personally highly encourage anyone who checks this system out to jump in. I mean, you might feel overwhelmed for a minute, but once you get into it, I guarantee you will not regret it. There's almost 60 different ways, different things on the system to help you be successful in your weight loss journey. What better way to be on a journey with someone who truly cares about where you've been, where you are today, and has a heart's desire to teach all of us to have a healthy lifestyle for our future. And, you know, I wouldn't have learned any of this stuff that now I'm teaching my friends and I'm teaching my daughter and I'm teaching my husband if it weren't for you and Chad, and for you guys to even meet and get along and stay friends for however many years. I know it's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
And to have the same passion and drive, and now you're trying to work this out together. It just amazes me. And, you know, Chad's seen different programs in the past not work, and so he decided to, he knows your program works. It all worked together, and there's no doubt about it that once you try it, it will be perfect for you. You just have to give it a chance, just like anything else. I've changed mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, muscles. I mean, you know, I've seen through this whole process, I have seen a lot of people I know, like, I stopped carbs and sugar, and so I lost 50 pounds, and great. You see them 2 years later, they've doubled their weight, or, you know, they've had the surgery because, you know, they don't think it's about a mental lifestyle. They just think, because if I tighten my stomach muscles up, you know, it's
right.
going to be fine, and it's not. I mean, it's all upstairs in the lifestyle change, and if you do it the right way, it'll stay off forever. If you do it the wrong way, you're going to be fighting this battle again. And that's one thing that you and your online system has taught me, that I am doing it the right way because you taught me that. And I thank you for that, because I would not be who I am right now if it wasn't for you.
Oh, thank you so much your very kind words. And one of the things that I want to say is that what happens with so many people, Tara, is, and you reminded me of this, is so many people will work hard. And the thing that breaks my heart is when they're working really hard, climbing a ladder, let's so to speak, is a metaphor I use. They work really hard climbing a ladder, and the darn ladder is leaning against the wrong wall.
Right.
It's like,
that's a good one,
They've got the wrong program, and they're working really hard doing exactly the wrong things.
Right.
And then they don't get the results, and they go, gosh, I've worked so hard, I beat my head against this wall, I climbed this ladder, I got to the top of the wall, and it isn't, I didn't get where I wanted to be. It was leaning against the wrong wall. So what I say is, if you're going to work really hard, if you're going to put the effort into this journey, make sure your ladder's leaning against the right wall. And if it is leaning against my wall, I can guarantee that you're going to get to the top. And when you get there, you're going to be like, oh, yes, you know, this is
absolutely
exactly what, you know, what I was finally hoping for. Yes, it did take effort. Yes, I did have to work hard, but I didn't work hard beating my head against a wall. You know, one of the things, too, that I wanted to mention, you made me think of it, and I just put a note down, was, you know, Chad and I had talked, you know, and the thing about a powerhouse gym and so many other incredible quality gyms that are around this huge nation of ours is gyms, by and large, if they're good, and Chad's is outstanding, but if they're good, they provide incredible equipment and an incredible atmosphere for working out. And when you're working even with a personal trainer, the personal trainers know a lot. A lot of them have a tremendous background in exercise science, exercise physiology, and some of them have even background in nutrition. What happens is, and this is the thing that Chad has observed, is there's only so much time during a personal training session to talk about nutrition, lifestyle, and trying to tie it all together. And during most personal training sessions, and you can tell me if this is true for you or not, most personal training sessions are about what?
Working out.
And that's what, by and large, we see in, you know, the overwhelming majority of the gyms around the nation. And that was one of the things that, you know, Chad was frustrated with and scratching his own head with is, you know, the workouts are great. They're incredibly important, and his gym offers an incredible workout experience and the best equipment that you're going to find anywhere.
Absolutely.
Even so, he's the first to say, for maximal weight loss, for a true body transformation, we've got to address the weight loss goals, lifestyle management, and the nutrition side of things. And the reality is there just isn't the time for the majority of the personal trainers or a gym to focus on those components. And one of the things that I say all the time is, you know, a workout at a gym, depending on the person, just on average might be an hour a day. What we do at Leanness Lifestyle has to do with the other 23 hours in a day. Because there are 23 other hours in a day where things can get messed up.
Right.
And so I applaud, you know, the gyms and their efforts and what they do, and the personal trainers working hands-on with people in person, pushing people, motivating people, correcting form, and giving people those incredible workouts. And once you tie in, and that's what you know, Chad and I really talked a lot about before we did this. Once you tie in the 23 hours a day that we address, and the hour a day of exercise that his gym and so many others address, you really got an ideal combination.
Absolutely, I fully agree with that. Yeah.
So it makes it a huge win for everyone if you can if you can actually have both. And you're very fortunate, I think, if you can have both. If you actually can have, or you can afford, or you have the opportunity to work, you know, work out in a gym like Chad's, or work with Chad or one of his personal trainers, and you've got the opportunity to then blend in my program, wow.
That's why I was so successful.
Yeah, you've got
100%. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, during the 13 weeks, I dropped 3 pant sizes. I dropped 2 shirt sizes in 13 weeks. I can't imagine if I would have had that training that I had in 13 weeks last year. I would be done with weight loss, continuing the lifestyle change. It was all the right timing, all the right people. It was perfect. And now all I have to do is not change the past, however, take what I've got and run with it and continue what I'm doing. And you know, my goal is Christmas to get the other 65 off and then continue my own.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend a little time with me today and share how this part of your journey, you know, kind of went down and what you got out of the program and how you, you know, what your thoughts were at the beginning and how they are now. And boy, I can really, it's very obvious that the lifestyle side is really changing for the better in you. I can literally hear that inside out transformation occurring, as I call it.
You know, thank you.
So much is going on the inside for the good, mm-hmm. that outside is just going to manifest itself to, you know, look like it, where you are changing for the better on the inside, you're feeling better, you're metaphorically looking better on the inside, and that outside's going to match. And I'm looking forward to following up with you. You know, allow me to be your accountability partner so that when December comes, you've got that other 60 off.
Yes, absolutely.
So, let's do this. So anyway, thanks so much for your time in the interview. And
you're welcome.
I know others are going to benefit greatly from this, and we'll see you. And when I come to see Chad at Powerhouse Gym in Kokomo, I'm going to tell him to make sure that he finds you so that we can meet in person.
Yes, please do.
We'll do. Thank you, Tara.
All right.
Have
thanks,
a great
David.
Day. Goodbye.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Leanest Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle online, please visit www.leanestlifestyle.com. That's www.leanestlifestyle.com.